请翻到《使徒行传》第十五章。十五章，今天郭牧师要带领我们思想的经文是从第三十六到四十一节，《使徒行传》第十五章三十六到四十一节，找到了，请听我念。三十六节，过了些日子，保罗对巴拿巴说：“我们可以回到从前宣传主道的各城，看望弟兄们近况如何。”巴拿巴有意要带称呼马可的约翰同去，但保罗因为马可从前在庞菲利亚离开他们，不和他们同去做工，就以为不可带他去。于是二人起了争论，甚至批次分开。巴拿巴带着马可坐船往基比路去，保罗拣选了希拉，也出去蒙弟兄们把他交于主的恩中，他就走遍叙利亚、基利家，兼顾众教会。我们感谢神赐给我们这宝贵的话语。这时候我们就请郭牧师上台来为我们传讲今早的信息。他所要讲的题目是弟兄之间的争端。我们请丽美姐妹来。
Good morning, and I greet you all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
There are always problems in our ministry for the Lord.
我们为主侍奉的时候呢，肯定会遇到许多的困难。
In this book of Acts, we have the birth of the local church witness.
在《使徒行传》第十五章呢，在《使徒行传》呢，我们看到地方教会的兴起。
Very soon after the church was founded, there were the attacks from outside by the enemies of Christ.
那么教会成立之后呢，就受到了来自外在的攻击。
And so some of the apostles were imprisoned, beaten.And one of them even died.
那有一些使徒呢，有些门徒他们，被下到监狱去。那么甚至有人殉道了。
And then there was the sin of Ananias and Sapphira, who lied to the Holy Spirit.
那么我们也看到一些门徒，比如说亚拿尼亚和他的妻子呢，他们欺骗了圣灵，然后死了。
So troubles from outside, we can expect to happen.
那么我们知道外在的困扰是可以预期的。
Because the Bible tells us Satan is the God of this world.
因为圣经告诉我们呢，撒旦是这个世界的王。
And he will continue to destroy and try his best to stop churches from witnessing.
那么他会继续的来毁坏这个破坏教会所做的见证。
And then we have the problem from within, like Ananias and Sapphira.
然后我们就看到，像亚拿尼亚和他的妻子所犯的罪是来自教会当中的问题。
And in Acts chapter 15, verse 36 to verse 41, we have another internal problem.
那么我们就从使徒行传第十五章三十六到四十一节看到另一个教会内部的问题。
This was based upon the differences in opinion in ministry.
这是两个人呢对于事工所产生的一个分歧。
When we serve the Lord, such kind of brotherly conflict will arise.
当我们侍奉神的时候呢，弟兄之间的争端呢是难以避免的。
We should expect them to happen, actually.
是我们可以预期到的。
So that we will be mentally and spiritually prepared.When it happens.
因为如果我们有做好心理准备的话呢，就能够应付。
See, as long as we serve the Lord in this mortal flesh, there will be differences of working.
因为当我们用在这个肉体里面继续侍奉神的时候呢，我们彼此之间呢肯定会存在着争端的。
And so after the problem of the Gentiles, should they be circumcised or not, was resolved, Paul wanted to.Visit the churches that were founded in the first mission trip.
那么，当这个外邦人是否需要行割礼的这个问题已经解决了之后呢？保罗他想回到第一次宣教之旅去过的那些地方。
This was what the Bible said in verse 36.
我们可以从三十六节看到这一点。
And so, some days after the issues were resolved, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do.
那么外邦人的这个问题解决了之后呢，过了些日子，保罗对巴拿巴说，我们可以回到从前宣传主道的各城，看望弟兄们的景况如何。
The work was a very correct, noble work.
那么他们所做的事工呢，是一个值得他们就是尊重的一个事工。
Now remember what they do here is going to be the pattern to teach us how to have mission trips overseas.
因为他们这里所行的一切呢，也就是他们的宣教之旅呢，将会成为我们去做短宣、去做宣教的一个楷模。
Future churches will use what they are doing here as examples to follow.
那么未来的教会呢，就会以保罗他们在这里所行的这些事情呢，作为他们的作为他们的一个参考。
We cannot do whatever we want.
因为我们不能任意行自己想做的事。
We are doing the work of God.
因为我们要做的是神的工。
We have to do it God's way.
那我们就要按着神的方式来做。
And since we are doing God's work, the devil will try to stop us.
那当我们做神的工作的时候呢？魔鬼呢必定会要来阻止我们。
So we cannot do it wrongly.
所以我们不能就是行差踏错。
We cannot do it according to what is right in our own eyes.
我们不能任意就是任意的去行事。
So the first missionary was completed and it was quite successful.
那我们知道呢，第一次宣教之旅呢已经完成了，而且相当成功。
Many churches were founded in the region of Asia Minor.
那么在小亚细亚呢，他们就建立了很多的教会。
Today that place is called Turkey.
那么这个小亚细亚的这个地区呢，现在呢就被称为土耳其。
These churches were found in the vicinity of the province of Galatia.
那么就是这些教会呢，就是在加拉太一带的地区建立的。
That's why Paul wrote the epistle to the Galatians.
所以保罗呢，也就写信给加拉太的这些基督徒。
But here we have an account of the Apostle Paul speaking with Barnabas. Let us go visit them and see how they are doing.
那我们这里看到呢，保罗就对巴拿巴说：“我们现在回到那里去看望他们吧。”
And this was the beginning of the second missionary journey.
那我们看到呢，这实际上就是第二次宣教之旅的开始了。
So now the Apostle Paul is teaching us.It's good to have a mission trip, but it cannot be done without follow-up.
那使徒保罗在这里教导我们的是，去做短宣、去做宣教之旅呢是应该的，但是我们要记得呢，要继续的跟进。
A long-term, continuous visit and spiritual help must be present.
我们必须长期的、不断的回去看望我们在。外地宣教的这些地方的基督徒，好叫他们属灵能够增长。
This is what we are also doing now today in our mission trips overseas.
那么今天呢，我们到海外去做宣教工作的时候呢，我们也是这么做的。
We realize that it is very futile if we visit only once and never to visit again.
因为我们发现，如果我们只去宣教一次呢，然后之后就不再去的话呢，是非常突然的。
So we.Help them start, and then we visit as frequently as we possibly could.
所以我们就帮助海外的这些教会的成的建立，然后我们会尽我们的所能呢，定期的去就是看望他们。
It's just like bringing up a child.
就好像带大一个孩子一样。
You cannot just simply give birth to a child and then just leave the child alone to grow up on his own.
你不能只是把孩子生下来，然后就让他天生天养的。
These are spiritual children that God has used Paul and Barnabas to bring them the gospel to be saved.
那么这些保罗和巴拿巴要去看望的呢，是神借着他们呢，在基督耶稣里拯救的这些基督徒。
And so it was a very good idea.
所以这是一个非常好的想法，就是要回去看望他们。
Barnabas was also in agreement that we should go.
那么巴拿巴也同意说应该回去看望这些兄弟弟兄。
That was not the problem.
所以在这方面他们没有分歧。
What was the problem that resulted in this serious quarrel?
那么他们之间之所以起了争端，到底是出了什么问题呢？
Verse 37 and verse 38 describe for us the problem.
那么第37和38节就告诉了我们这个问题。
Verse 37, Barnabas was determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark.
37节说巴拿巴有意要带称呼马可的约翰同去。
The Bible said that Barnabas was determined, which means he was really resolved. His mind was made up.
那么三十七节说巴拿巴有意这么做，实际上他已经下定决心这么做。
He's not going to change his mind.
他并不想改变主意。
He wanted to take John Mark with them, that is Paul and Barnabas.
他想带着约翰马可跟保罗一起去。
Now this John Mark accompanied them during the first missionary trip.
那么在第一次宣教之旅的时候呢，约翰马可也是有跟着保罗和巴拿巴一起同去的。
Do you remember what happened during the first mission trip?
那你是否记得在第一次宣教之旅发生了什么事呢？
Halfway through, John Mark left them.
这个约翰马可呢，他半途呢就离开了这个保罗和巴拿巴。
What happened?
到底发生什么事呢？
Maybe he felt that the persecution was too much. He was frightened.
可能呢，这个约翰马可呢，他觉得这个当时所受到的逼迫非常的激烈，所以他没有办法承受，所以他就离开了。
This was not the right thing to do.
那么这么做是不对的。
Remember, this was the first mission trip.
我们要记得当时是第一次的宣教之旅。
They must set the right tone and the right spiritual picture for all future churches to follow.
因为他们所做的一切呢，实际上是在为未来的教会呢，设立一个楷模，一个参考的模式。
The guidelines they set is more than just for them; it's for all future churches all over the world.
那么他们所设下的准则不仅仅是给自己做参考，而是给全世界还有未来所有的教会的一个参考。
See, spiritual warfare is always the heart of every mission trip.
那么我们知道呢，对于每一次的宣教之旅呢，都必须面对属灵的这个征战。
Sometimes we think that mission trip is like just a holiday with a little bit ofChurch work.
那有时候我们会认为说宣教之旅就好像去度假一样，然后只是做一些神的工作。
Because more often than not, that's what happens when we go on mission trip.
因为很多时候我们去做宣教工作的时候呢，就有这样的一个心态。
We have forgotten the spiritual battle that is always involved in spiritual mission trip.
因为我们忘记了宣教之旅是属灵的工作，所以肯定会有属灵的战役所存在的。
The word spiritual is missing when we think of mission trip.
可是现在当我们想到宣教之旅的时候，我们往往忘记了这属灵的这个元素。
Because more often than not, we do not face any imprisonment, stoning, or beating.
因为很多时候呢，我们去做宣教的工作呢，我们并不像使徒一样会面对下到监狱啊，被打啦，或者被逼迫的这样的一种情况。
We all go, we come home safe.
我们去做宣教工作呢，我们会安全的出去，安全的回来。
And we all enjoy ourselves.
然后我们会非常享受整个旅程。
Was that not the case?
这难道不是我们所经历的吗？
And so we seldom evaluate whether a person who wants to join us for mission trip.
所以我们很少会去评估，就是有如果有人想要就是加入我们的宣教之旅的这个团队的话，我们很少会去评估这个人的心态，这个人的这个资格。
We fail to check their spiritual readiness.
我们很少去检验。查验说这个人属灵上是否做好了准备。
We usually only check the financial readiness.
我们常常做的是去检查说这个人在财务上是否能够负担这个旅费。
Can they afford to pay? If they can, welcome, you can come along.
如果他们能够负担这个旅费的话，我们就说好吧，你可以参加我们的这个宣教之旅。
It is always a spiritual warfare.
但是我们要记得，这是一个属灵的战役。
We must never forget that.
我们不可以忘记。
We go there to preach the gospel to save souls. The devil will resist you.
我们去海外宣教呢，是要传讲神的话语，好叫失丧的灵魂能够得救。而我们做这些事工的时候呢，魔鬼必定会来阻止我们。
When we bring along a person who is not spiritually minded, there will be problems.
那如果我们带着一个在属灵上没有做好准备的人一起去的话呢，就会遇到问题。
Problems from outside we expect.
那我们可以预期来自外在的一些问题。
But when the problem comes because we brought along a person who is not spiritually ready, it's our fault.
但如果我们的问题之所以会出现，是因为我们带了一个没有做好属灵准备的人一起同去的话呢，那么这个问题就要归咎到我们身上了。
That problem could have been avoided if we are more careful in evaluating the people who should join and who should not join us.
那么当如果我们就是小心谨慎的去评估想要参加这个宣教之旅的人，他们是否已经做好准备的话呢，那么就可以避免这些问题。
What was exactly the reason why Barnabas was so insistent on bringing Mark?
那么为什么巴拿巴要坚持带约翰马可一起去呢？
We can only make a guess.
我们只能猜测。
Now, one thing we know from Colossians chapter 4, verse 10 is that Mark was the nephew of Barnabas.
那我们其中一个可能性呢，就是我们从哥罗西书第四章第十节呢，我们看到呢，这个约翰马可他是巴拿巴的侄子。
You see, the Bible says.Marcus was the sister son to Barnabas.
在哥罗西书第四章第十节这么说。
Colossians 4 verse 10.
第十节说巴拿巴的表弟
his cousin.
Marcus' sister's son to Barnabas. Sister's son is nephew, right? Sister's son, nephew. So they are not cousins. Uncle and nephew.
Okay, 在华文的翻译里面是讲巴拿巴的表弟马可，但是在英文的说法是，他是巴拿巴姐妹的儿子，也就是他的侄子，他的外甥。
Could this be the reason because uncle wanted to look after nephew?
那么巴拿巴之所以要带约翰马可一起去，可能是因是不是因为他们有亲属的关系呢？
Or it could be, well, Barnabas says we should give everybody a second chance.
还是因为巴拿巴觉得说我们应该给每一个人第二次的机会呢？
The Paul says no.
但是保罗说不行。
The Bible says in verse 38, Paul thought not good.To take him with them.
那么《使徒行传》第十五章三十八节就说，但保罗因为马可从前在庞菲利亚离开他们，不和他们同去，就以为不可带他去。
And the reason is given in the second half of verse 38. Why? Who departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to the work?
那么保罗之所以不愿意带他去呢？这个理由就在三十八节的前半部，我们刚才已经念了。
So the Apostle Paul perhaps was more objective.
那么使徒保罗呢，可能呢会比较客观一点。
He realized the serious nature as the church was setting up a blueprint, a pattern for mission work.
保罗意识到呢，他们所做的一切呢，实际上是在为教会未来的事工呢，就是设立一个榜样。
What if John Mark was brought again and then he turned back again?
那如果他们带了这个约翰马可一起去，然后半途他又离开他们了，如果是这样的话怎么办呢？
Remember, your conduct and my conduct can either encourage or discourage people.
那我们要记得呢，我们的行为呢，是可以鼓励别人，也可以叫别人灰心的。
Your conduct.Can bring blessing or hindrance to the ministry.
那我们的行为呢，可以为事工带来福气，也可以阻碍事工。
That is why it is very important that we do the right thing and set aside the personal relationships and feelings.
所以当我们做神的事工的时候呢，非常重要的是我们必须把私人的感情放在一边，然后我们应该做对的事。
Barnabas was not going to change his mind.
那巴拿巴他非常的坚持不会改变主意。
Paul was not going to change his mind.
但是保罗也不肯改变主意。
Because the Bible used terms that are very, very determined.
那么我们看到，因为圣经告诉我们所使用的这些字眼呢，就是表达了他们的坚持。
Barnabas was determined. It was good.
那么巴拿巴呢？在这里。说的是巴拿巴有意要带这个约翰马可去。
Paul was determined it was not good.
他认这巴拿巴认为呢是可以带约翰马可去的，但是保罗呢他的意思是不可以带。
Nobody wants to budge and give in.
那没有人愿意妥协。
Paul insisted Mark should not go.
那么保罗就坚持不可以带约翰马可去。
Barnabas insisted Mark must go.
巴拿巴却坚持。约翰马可必须一起去。
Who was right? Who was wrong?
谁对谁错呢？
What do you think?
你认为呢？
Should Mark go or should Mark not go?
约翰马可应不应该去呢？
I'm sure there will be some in our midst who say it should bring Mark.
那么我相信我们当中有的人会觉得说，我们应该带这个约翰马可去的。
And then others will say, no, the mission trip is too important.Mark must not go.
那么可能也有一些人觉得说宣教之旅是非常重要的，所以约翰马可不可以去。
The first mission trip went well, but Mark's testimony was not a good testimony.
第一次宣教之旅是成功的，但是约翰马可的见证并不是好的。
How could he go halfway and then change his mind?
他怎么可以去了一半，半途就改变主意，然后离开他们呢？
What if future Christians use him as an example? Why can't I also go? And then why can't I go halfway and change my mind like Mark?
那他会不会成为就是未来的基督徒可能就会以他作为一个例子，然后说，反正他可以这么做，那么我去宣教之旅半途改变主意，我也可以离开。
What if we have a team going on mission trip today?
那试想想，如果今天我们有一组织了一个宣教之旅的一个团队
，and then whatever difficulty or hindrance we may encounter, one of them say, "I want to go home."
那我们在途中呢，就遇到了不少的问题。那其中一个团员就说：“我要回家。
”And then he started to whisper this and whisper that, and then he began to convince half the group also want to go home.
然后他就不断的在这个行程中不断的就是。说一些话，然后去说服其他的团员，然后结果呢，一半的这个团员呢都决定要回家。
But every member in your team is assigned a particular responsibility.
但是团队里面每一个团员呢都有他们必须履行的一个职责。
If half of them were to leave, we might as well call off the whole mission trip because we don't have enough people.
那如果一半的团员都要回家的话呢，那么这个宣教之旅就不可能成行了，因为就不够人去做神的工作了。
And if you were to rebuke the person, the person say, "Well, John Mark did it."
那如果你要谴责这个团友的话呢，他就会说，哎，约翰马可也是这样啊。
And Barnabas say it's okay, right?
然后巴拿巴说是可以的。
And Barnabas is a very spiritual man.
而巴拿巴本身是一个属灵的人。
So I also want to go back.
所以我也要像马可一样，我要回家。
And then the other team members say, "Oh, I also want to go back."
然后另外一个团员也说，哎，我也要像他一样，我也要回家。
And so what are you going to do as the leader?
那如果你是团队的这个队长，你要怎么办呢？
You see the problem?
你是否已经意识到当中的问题呢？
These are recorded in the Word of God for our learning and example.
所以上帝呢把这些事件都记录在圣经当中呢，是要我们从中可以学习到。
Bad examples, they are recorded as warning, don't follow.
那么不好的例子呢，是要警告我们不可以去效仿。
Good examples recorded to encourage us, please continue to follow.
那么好的例子呢，记录下来是要鼓励我们呢，继续的去跟从他们的榜样。
I believe the Apostle Paul was correct.
那么我个人相信呢，使徒保罗是对的。
This was too important a ministry to set the right perspective and the right guidelines and standard for future mission trips.
那么使徒保罗知道 这个宣教之旅呢是一个非常重要的神的事工，因为他将为未来的事工设立一个就是正确的视角，一个准则，一个指引。
What was the outcome?
那么结果是什么呢？
We have the work, we have the problem, and now we have the outcome, the result.
那我们刚才看到他们所做的事工，然后看到他们所面对的问题，那么现在我们看到结果是什么？
The Bible said the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from the other. They could not work together anymore.
39节告诉我们，于是二人起了争端，甚至彼此分开，他们再也不能同工了。
At least on this particular mission trip.
那么至少在这第二次的宣教之旅，他们无法同工。
And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus.
那么所以巴拿巴就带着马可坐船往居比路去了。
Now Cyprus was the island where John Mark.Turned around and did not want to go to Pamphylia.
那么当初呢，这个约翰马可就是在这个居比路的这个岛上呢，离开保罗跟巴拿巴的。
So now he brought him back to the same island and let him experience and make good what he did not do the first time.
那么巴拿巴就带着马可回到了这个当初他离开他们的地方，同样一个地方，好叫他能够就是纠正他当时的错误。
Remember what was the original plan?
我们是否记得还记得就是原来的计划呢？
The original plan as proposed by Paul in verse 36 was to visit the churches and they were in Asia Minor, Galatia.
那么原来的计划，保罗建议的是回到就是宣传主道的各城，也就是小亚细亚和加拉太一带。
So Barnabas did not bring John Mark to visit the churches.
所以巴拿巴呢，他并没有带着马可呢去回到这些教会去。
He brought John Mark back to the place where he became frightened and turned back, helping him. You cannot turn back. You have to visit the same place, and now you have to overcome your fear, whatever it was.
那么巴拿巴带着马可呢，是回到居比路去，回到那个他就是当初因为害怕而离开他们的地方，好叫他能够就是帮助他能够去克服他心中的这个恐惧。
You should not go on mission trip by yourself.
我们不能够单独一个人去做宣教的工作。
And so the Bible said that Paul chose Silas.
所以呢，圣经就告诉我们，保罗就选了希拉。
Silas was one of the two spiritual men that the church in Jerusalem sent to go to Antioch with the letter to tell them how Gentile believers ought not to be circumcised.
那么希拉呢，是犹太教会派往安提阿的两个属灵基督徒的其中一位。那么他们的任务就是带着信函去到这个安提阿，告诉那里的基督徒说，外邦人是不需要接受割礼的。
The reason I said that Paul was correct was because you find in verse 40 the church blessing Paul and Silas on their second mission trip.
那我之所以说保罗是对的呢，是因为我们看到四十节呢，保罗和希拉他们出去做宣教之旅之前呢，他们得到了教会的祝福。
That's what we see in the second half of verse 40.
我们在四十节的后半部可以看到。
Being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And so the church bless Paul and Silas as they begin their second mission trip.
四十节的后半部说，蒙弟兄们把他交于主的恩中，也就是说保罗和希拉他们去做宣教工作的时候呢，得到了教会的祝福。
And the fact that Barnabas brought John Mark back to Cyprus was to help him overcome his fear.
那么我们知道巴拿巴带着马可他回到的是居比路。
And so what was the result of this quarrel?
那么他们之间的争端带来了怎么样的一个后果呢？
God turned it around for his good and for his glory.
那么神最终呢，还是会荣耀他自己的。
Now we have two mission teams.
我们就看到现在有两个宣教团队了。
John Mark had to be restored back to be given the right confidence.
那么马可呢，必须恢复他的信心，纠正他的错误。
And God will use Barnabas to do that.
那么神就会使用巴拿巴这么做。
Did Barnabas succeed in helping John Mark restore back his confidence? And become a good servant of the Lord in the future.
那么巴拿巴是否成功地协助马可恢复他的信心，成为在未来呢，成为神所喜悦的仆人呢？
The answer is a resounding yes.
那么我们知道答案是有的，他成功了。
Because in the Apostle Paul's final epistle before the Lord took him home, he said this about John Mark.
因为在使徒保罗临终前所写的最后一封书信里面呢，他这么说道。
You find this in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11.
我们可以从就是提摩太后书第四章第十一节看到。
Paul was now in prison, waiting to be killed.
那么当时呢，保罗已经在监狱里头呢，等待着被处死。
He wrote to Timothy, his spiritual son and disciple.
那么他就写信给属灵的儿子提摩太。
He said, only Luke is with me that is in prison. Take Mark, bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry.
他就在第四章第十一节讲到了约翰马可，他说，独有路加在我这里，也就是说有路加陪着他在监狱。然后他说，你来的时候要把马可带来，因为他在传道的事上与我有益处。
This would be about 20 plus years since that incident.
那么我们看到呢，他在写这封信的时候是在就是他和巴拿巴发生争端之后的二十多年了。
John Mark turned out to be a good and faithful servant of the Lord.
那我们看到马可呢，他最终成为了一个非常忠于主公的一个神的仆人了。
I believe what happened in Acts 15 contributed to John Mark's restoration.
那我也相信呢，在《使徒行传》第十五章所发生的这个争端呢，也促使了这个马可能够恢复他的信心。
Barnabas' compassion helped him.
那么巴拿巴对于马可的这个同情呢，帮助了马可。
The Apostle Paul's firm stand on the emphasis of the serious nature of mission trip also helped John Mark.
那么保罗坚持呢，这个。宣教之旅的重要性，他的这个立场呢，也帮助了这个马可。
And we thank God that even though Paul and Barnabas argued and quarreled, the Lord in his infinite wisdom and glory overturned this quarrel and used it to help John Mark in his restoration.
那么我们要感谢神的是呢，即便是弟兄们他们之间发生了争端，但是神却使用了这个争端呢，在自己的智慧里面和荣耀里面呢，使到马可能够在未来呢，就是成了神的忠心的仆人。
Barnabas and the Apostle Paul, I'm sure they made up and they continue to work together in the future.
我相信呢，巴拿巴和保罗他们之后呢也和好了，并且在接下来呢也是继续为主一起同工的。
Because in the epistle to the Galatians, Paul and Barnabas they were together with other Christians.
因为我们看到呢，在加拉太书呢，我们看到保罗和巴拿巴呢，他们一起跟其他的基督徒。
And just one more information about John Mark.
那么我们在这里也要多说一下有关这个马可的一些资料。
To affirm his complete and good restoration and how faithful he was.
以便来确认他是否真的已经被就是神所收复了，以及他是否真的成了一个忠心的神仆。
This same John Mark is the one that God used to give us the Gospel of Mark.
那么这个马可呢，这个约翰马可呢，就是神使用了他呢，来书写了这个马可福音这本书。
Imagine that.
所以我们可以想象
，a young man frightened during his first mission trip, and then later on in his life, God used him to give us the Gospel of Mark.
我们可以想象一个年轻人。 他在做第一次做宣教工作的时候，因为惧怕呢，他畏缩了，但是神却能够继续使用他，以至于到了后期呢，他可以就是为神写下了这本马可福音。
Paul and Silas continue on to do what Paul intended to look after and visit the churches that were founded in the first mission trip.
那么保罗和希拉他们就继续他们原本的这个计划，也就是去到第一次宣教之旅，传讲主道的各个城市去看望那里的弟兄。
He went by way of Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches.
那么四十一节告诉我们说，他们就走遍了叙利亚和基利加。
Remember the first mission trip? It was from Antioch. They sailed to Cyprus.
那么我们知道第一次的宣教之旅，他们从安提阿出发，一直到居比路。
And then from Cyprus, they sailed into Pamphylia to reach Galatia.
那么他们就从基比路呢，去到庞菲利亚，然后去到了加拉太。
But since this was the direction that Barnabas brought Mark, Paul and Silas went by the land route and not the sea route.
所以我们看到呢，这个巴拿巴跟马可他们是坐着船沿着海去到居比路的，所以保罗和希拉他们就没有，就是没有沿着这个海去到那个他们要去的叙利亚和基利加，而是通过陆路的方式去到了。叙利亚和基利加。
In fact, they went by different directions.
也就是说呢，他们是朝不同的方向去的。
And then from chapter 16 onwards, the Bible will continue to describe for us the second missionary trip of Paul and Silas.
那么从十六章开始呢，圣经就会继续的告诉我们保罗和希拉的第二次宣教之旅了。
So this quarrel resulted in two mission trips by two different teams.
那我们就看到呢。保罗和巴拿巴之间的争端呢，它的结果是有了两个宣教之旅，而且有两个宣教的团队。
The team of Paul and Silas to encourage the brethren of the first mission trip.
那么其中一个团队呢，就是保罗和希拉，他们去鼓励第一次宣教之旅所传讲主道的那些城市里面的弟兄。
The team of Barnabas and Mark went to restore and strengthen the faith of Mark.
那么巴拿巴和马可呢，他们这个旅程呢，用意是要使马可恢复他的信心，纠正他的错误。
We thank God that both teams did very well.
我们感谢神呢，他们两个宣教团队呢，都做了非常出色的成绩。
And God was glorified.
而最终也荣耀了神。
See, when we serve together, there will be quarrels.
所以我们知道，当我们一起同工的时候，肯定会有争议和争论的。
We must not try to avoid quarrels by not serving together.
我们不能为了避免争论呢而不同工。
Because that will result in a bigger problem.
因为如果我们这么做的话呢，就会出现更大的问题。
And some people like to do that.
可是有些人却喜欢这么做
，because they are afraid of quarrels.
因为他们很怕跟人家争论。
We must not be afraid of quarrels.
但是我们不要害怕。
We don't deliberately end up quarreling, of course.
当然，我们不要刻意的去跟人家争论。
But we know that differences will occur.
但是我们必须知道呢，同工之间必定会有分歧。
Just like what happened between Paul and Barnabas.
就好像巴拿巴跟保罗一样。
But the Lord is Almighty; He can turn it around and help us where both can become better servants of the Lord.
但是神是全能的，他可以把这样的一个争论呢，回转过来呢，使到两个人呢都能够被建立。
This was the best way to help this young man called John Mark.
而这是帮助这个年轻人马可最好的一个方式。
And God used his experience to turn him to be a faithful servant, where God could even use him to give us the Gospel of Mark.
那么神就用了这样的一个事件呢，使这个马可呢，最终成为一个非常忠实的仆人，甚至使用他来写下了马可福音。
Differences between two believers in ministry will test.How strong our love for one another is.
那么两个人在神的事工里面同工呢， 那如果出现分歧呢？这个分歧实际上是会就是测试两个人对彼此的这个弟兄的爱。
We must keep on serving together.
然后我们必须继续坚持的来侍奉主。
We must be prepared for differences.
要做好准备面对我们之间所可能出现的分歧。
But in Christ Jesus, we must always resolve and do what is right.
但在主耶稣基督里，我们必须去解决这些争端，然后做对的事。
This was a difference in working.
那么这是在同工的时候所发生的一个分歧的。
Not difference in theology.
这是在同工的时候出现的分歧，而不是在神学或者教义上的出现的分歧。
We call it differences in administration.
所以我们知道他们巴拿巴和保罗所出现的这个问题呢是在行政上所持有的不同的意见。
Differences in theology is far more serious.
那么在神学上所出现的分歧和争端呢是更为严重的。
Differences in administration is you want to work this way, I want to work another way. That's the difference.
那么行政上的分歧呢就是你有你的方式我有我的方式。
And that's fine.
那是实际上是没有太大的问题的。
Do you know how the Calvary churches were founded?
那你知道加略教会是怎么样被创办的吗？
Do you know that Dr. Toh was in the same church, in the same leadership as Reverend Toh in Life Church?
那你知道杜牧师实际上是跟这个杜祥辉牧师开始的时候都是在生命堂侍奉的吗？
And if you know both of them, you realize that both of them are leaders.
那你如果认识他们两个杜牧这两个杜牧师的话你都会知道他们都是领袖
Their personalities are leadership personalities
那么他们的个性都有那种领导人的个性
It is very hard to follow
是很难就是彼此去跟从的
And both of them have different way of working as well
那么他们两个人做事的方式呢也是不一样的
Dr. Toh is very much a planner.
那么杜祥和牧师呢他是非常在策划方面非常的好。
He is more organizational than Reverend Toh.
他是非常有组织性的。
Reverend Toh will let things flow and then he will see how God will lead.
那么杜祥辉牧师呢他是会让事情呢自然的发展然后他会看神如何的引导
Dr. Toh will plan and then see how God leads
那么杜祥和牧师呢他就会先做计划做策划然后再看神如何引导
And so with these two different methods of working they could not get along
所以你看他们两个在做事方面呢是非常不一样的所以他们就没有办法一起同工
And so Dr. Toh was sent to this part of Singapore to found his own ministry
所以杜祥和牧师呢就来到了这个新加坡的西部来创建教会
And the first to be born was Calvary Jurong
那么他第一个创建的教会就是加略玉郎堂
And then soon after thatA land in Pandan Gardens was offered to him.
之后呢，他创建了玉郎加略堂之后呢，这块班丹这块地呢，就他就有了这块地。
And so that's when Pandan Church was born.
然后他就创建了班丹加略堂。
Out of a difference in administration, Dr. Toh came out to start these churches.
那我们看到因为他们做事的方针不一样我们就看到杜祥和牧师呢他就从生命堂出来在西部创建了许多不少的教会
Difference in administration not difference in theology
但是我们要记得他们是在行政上有分歧并不是在神学上有分歧
And both of them continue to work very closely together all the days of Reverend Toh's life
那我们也知道呢杜祥和牧师和杜祥辉牧师呢他们即便是有各自的事工但是他们仍然非常紧密的合作
Don't be afraid to serve together
所以我们不要害怕一起同工
Sure, by all means we learn to give in to one another
那我们可以学习呢就是礼让,
But there are certain occasions when the difference is so strong, like in this case, two different personalities. It's better for them to go separate ways.
But 当这个分歧非常的严重，像保罗和巴拿巴一样起了非常激烈的争论呢，那么最好就要分开来，就是分开来侍奉了。
Where they are stronger separated than working together.
因为他们如果分开来侍奉的话，就会有更好的成效。
This is what we must do today in our churches as well.
那么这在我们今天呢，在我们今天的教会呢，我们应该也这么做。
Don't run away from service.
我们不要因为怕争论呢而避开来侍奉。
Whatever differences we have, we must resolve it by the blood of Christ.
那不管我们有什么分歧呢，我们要借着主耶稣基督的宝血来解决这些问题。
And agree to disagree at times.
那有时候呢，即便我们有时候不同意彼此，但是也不要就是过于争论。
Not in terms of differences in doctrine, please.Administration.
但是要记得，这些分歧是在行政上的，而不是在神学上的。
Because we have different ways of working and ministering.
因为每一个人的做事方法都不一样。
We recognize that and we accept that.
我们意识到这点，我们也接受这点。
And if we want to stay together and work together, then one has to give in to the other.
那如果我们要一起继续同工的话呢，那么其中一方呢就要妥协了。
If the person cannot.Just like Barnabas and Saul, they go separate ways.
那如果彼此都不能妥协的话，像保罗和巴拿巴的话呢，就必须分开来侍奉了。
The personality is very important.
那么人的个性也是非常重要的。
When I first came to this church,
我第一次来到这个教会的时候
，I was from another church.
我之前是在另一个教会的。
I agree with the doctrines of this church.
那我同意这个教会所教导的教义。
I agree with it 100%.
我百分百同意就是遵守这个教会的。
But when I join this church, I must see whether my personality of working is the same as that of Dr. To.
那么当我加入这个教会的时候呢，我就要看我的个性，我做事的方法是不是跟杜翔和牧师是可以合得来的。
I thank God that it was very similar.
那我感谢神呢，我做事的方式呢，跟杜翔和牧师做事的方式呢是很相似的。
He likes to plan type, I also like to plan type.
他很喜欢做计划，很喜欢策划，我也是一样。
And then we see how the Lord leads and guides us in our planning.
然后我们就会就是看着神如何引导我们，在我们的计划中引导我们。
Difference in doctrine much more serious.Than difference in administration.
所以我们看到教义上的分歧呢，是比行政上的分歧还来得严重的。
This was not a quarrel over doctrine, but over administration.
那么巴拿巴和保罗之间的争端呢，是行政上的分歧，而不是教义上的争端。
And we thank God for the result, where glory of God was the outcome in both cases.
那我们要感谢神呢，最终的后果呢，就是。在不管是巴拿巴或者保罗呢，他们都同样荣耀了神。
May God also help us today.
那么今天呢，我们也求神帮助我们。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典怜悯的天父。
We thank thee, O Lord, for this church.
我们为着这个教会感谢你。
We thank thee, Father, for one another in Christ.
我们也为着在主耶稣基督里的弟兄姐妹感谢你。
We acknowledge, Lord, that you have brought us together in this church to serve together.
我们感谢主，也承认你是你把我们带到一起，来到这个教会，来一起崇拜，一起侍奉。
Help all of us to have the same doctrine in the same church.
帮助我们在这个教会里面拥有同样的这个教义。
And yet, O Lord, we know that we all have different personalities.
但是我们知道，我们每一个人的个性都不一样。
Help us, O Lord, to learn to give way to one another whenever we can.
求主帮助我们，好让我们能够彼此礼让。
But whenever we cannot, help us, O Lord, to remain loving brothers and sisters in Christ always.
但是如果我们不能妥协的时候，也求主帮助我们要继续的来彼此相爱。
And even if we have to go our separate ways in ministry and service, may we always remain brotherly together as brothers and sisters in Christ in love.
那即便我们必须分开来侍奉你的话，也求主帮助我们继续在基督耶稣里有这个弟兄之间的爱。
We thank you, Lord, for the testimony of Paul and Barnabas.
我们也为这巴拿巴和保罗的见证来感谢你。
That even in this difference, you have brought about your own glory and brought blessing to both teams.
也感谢你，即便他们两个起了争端，你还是能够从中荣耀你自己。
We know, Lord, that you can do the same for us as well in our midst.
我们也知道，你也可以在我们的身上动这样的工。
Forgive us, O Lord, of all our sins, and help us to continue to serve together for Thy glory.
求主饶恕我们一切的罪，并且帮助我们继续的来为着你的荣耀侍奉你。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们这样感恩祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名而求。
Amen.